It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, February 26th, 2019. Today is the birthday of Australian speech and language therapist Lionel Logue, born in Adelaide, South Australia in 1880. His most famous client was England's King George VI, who had a severe stammer. Their personal and professional association was the basis for the award-winning film The King's Speech, featuring Colin Firth as the King and Geoffrey Rush as Logue. Reading the rhythmical poetry of Henry Longfellow guided Logue into an interest in voice mechanics, and after leaving school at 16, he received elocution training from Edward Reeves. Later, Logue worked for Reeves as a secretary and assistant teacher. After his father died in 1902, Logue set up his own practice as a teacher of elocution. By 1904, he had gained a good reputation and was receiving praise from the local newspapers. His professional career began in Perth, where, in addition to teaching elocution, acting, and public speaking, he put on plays and recitations and also founded a club for public speakers. In 1911, Logue and his wife set out on a tour of the world to study different methods of public speaking. Later, he developed treatments for Australian First World War veterans who had shell shock-induced impaired speech. In addition to physical exercises which helped his patients' breathing, Logue's distinctive therapy emphasized humor, patience, and sympathy. In 1924, Logue took his wife and three sons to England ostensibly for a holiday. Once there, however, he took jobs teaching elocution at schools around London, and in 1926 he opened a speech defect practice at 146 Harley Street. Logue used fees paid by his wealthy clients to subsidize patients who were unable to pay much of anything at all. It was there that the Duke of York, the future King George VI, sought his help. The future king dreaded public speaking because of his stammer, and his closing speech at the British Empire Exhibition at Wembley on October 31, 1925, proved to be an ordeal both for the speaker and listeners alike. Diagnosing poor coordination between the Duke's larynx and diaphragm, Logue prescribed a daily hour of vocal exercises. His treatment gave the Duke the confidence he needed to relax and avoid tension-induced muscle spasms. As a result, he suffered only the occasional hesitancy in his speech. By 1927, he was speaking confidently and managed his address at the opening of the old Parliament House in Canberra without stammering at all. Logue worked with the Duke through the 1930s and 40s. He used tongue twisters to help his patient rehearse for major speeches, his coronation as king, and his radio broadcast to the British Empire throughout the Second World War. The two men remained good friends until the king's death in 1952. Logue himself died a little over a year later. He was 73. The king was only 56. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 26th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.